Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. We're taking our short little pause here to talk with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, on this, the first day of June 2014. Unbelievable how time flies in more ways than one. And yeah. Beth, it's nice to have you back on the program. Fascinating what we had to break away from last week as far as talking about how the Borg and its whole philosophy and concept plays into even our modern day as far as mythology is termed. But let's talk about a little more real events or the realities of what is both astrologically as well as astronomically. We're now into the sixth month of the year. And I know that we're coming up to the summer solstice, another one of those transit periods, if you will, but also in terms of we're having a change in signs and a lot of other things going on. So let's kind of start from wherever you want to start in that regards to enlighten us as to where we are June 1st.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard. This time of year, June 1st, you know, we've just had a new moon, and the new moon is always in the same sign the sun is in. It happens when the sun and the moon are conjunct or together, touching each other. And so we've just had a new moon in Gemini, and, you know, Gemini is the sign that rules communication, and it rules community. And so this time of year, you see people kind of coming back together more to communicate at deeper and more sophisticated levels to solve our common problems. You know, it's the era when we've just had Mother's Day, everybody's graduating, it's the end of the school year, we're about to have Father's Day, and so there's a lot of opportunities here for families and communities to come together and kind of touch base and figure out what are the priorities now.
Well, I know that I was so impressed by the aspects we talked about back in, I think it was August and September in particular, especially in light of preparing, you know, for the harvest, for the winter time. You can't go out. And I've been watching some of these programs on television where you have these people living in Alaska in different parts, and they say, hey, I've only got a couple more weeks before the hard winter hits in, so I've got to go out and I've got to get my kill so that I've got food to eat through the long six months of winter. So in other words, they're preparing, and of course, fortunately, we don't have to do that this side of the globe. But
right,
nonetheless,
yes,
for some reason, I keep that just stays in my mind that everything that we do, even after we get into spring, after the winter thaw, which was late this year, it seems like okay, let's begin the process of, if you will, gathering the nuts for winter.
Right, and as we bear down on the summer solstice, which is, you know, just weeks away.
Right.
We find ourselves starting to really see the fruits of the seeds that we planted earlier in the spring. You know, things are starting to bloom, things are starting to flower. Of course, you know, here in Southern California with all our weird weather, I've got tomatoes now. I usually don't have them until August. And so it's, everything's pretty off. But to get back to the more figurative metaphor of the harvest, you know, you can't really harvest a whole lot on your own. And so this harvest cycle, this manifestation cycle, always requires the input and the advice and the support of our family and our friends and our community. And so the solstices and the equinoxes are key times in the harvest cycle where we have to reconnect with our communities and figure out how we're going to help each other. And so there's just a lot of that going on right now. We're almost halfway through the year. Where are we in our harvest cycle? What were your New Year's goals and resolutions and planning that you made at the dark of winter? And where are you with that now?
Yeah. Well, and again, I not to euphemistically beat a dead horse per se, but I think that maybe in one sense, we're always in preparation for those times when we have that opportunity. Because if you look at that time, the winter in particular, that gives you that time to reflect, to stop and assess.
Exactly.
Not just your storehouse as far as your foods, but your internal storehouse. So maybe we'll talk about that next week as we continue.
Awesome.
Now, people can still find you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, the new website, as well as Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting. They can contact you via phone by calling 963-0842. And those outside the area, it's 805 is the area code. And you're also on LinkedIn.
Absolutely. I've joined some of the blogosphere, or the you know, the electronic world. I've gotten a little braver about being in the electronic world, and I'm now on LinkedIn, and I'm working on a couple other things.
And we'll be back next week. Thanks, Beth.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.